And we are back. Stuart Walter here on behalf of Lewis Hayden and CEO's Secret Weapon podcast. Thank you very much. Hey, this is a regular thing that's happened, and it's even more so now in the last few months. Sales. It's amazing. People love nothing more than a pushy salesman who's in your face, who's trying to force their trust on you, who makes you feel guilty if you don't purchase, the threats, the toxic attacks, they all occur because you don't buy what they're selling. And if you're a CEO listening to this podcast, you have had this hundreds of times, probably even this year. Nothing better than LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media platform are out there. Even more so, just recently I've had this same attacking through LinkedIn. Now, it probably does come back to a little bit of ego with what I do, how I work, the success I've had. And as of yesterday, because it's now, what, the 10th of July, 9th of July, 17 years ago, I started off this business. And guess what? Social media wasn't really around then. My background before that was in sales. So imagine selling to a salesperson. You're going to see where this one's going. Especially someone who works with the mind, to understand the human mind, to understand what's going on. Now, I do look at this from a different perspective, because it's not just salespeople, but everyone is a salesman. As the CEO, you've got to sell yourself, your product. You've got to sell the company. You've got to sell the success. You've got all that business riding on what you do. When you hire employees, guess what? They sell themselves to you. If you're paying someone a commission, guess what? They're selling internally, externally, is forming the basis of what they need to do for themselves. So I guess before I go too in depth, this is a request we've had in regards to selling, whether it's using NLP or conversational hypnosis or just basic selling tools that people seem to forget these days. Because everything's done on social media, everything's an ad, everything, and every coach. Look, if you're a coach or if you're a business person, everyone on LinkedIn is somehow a specialist coach. Everyone is a consultant coach. Everyone has got the secret to how to turn zero into 100 million, or everyone's got a process of how to fill your calendar with high ticket clients. Everyone seems to be a specialist, but my question is, if they were that good and that busy, why are they advertising? If they were that good and that busy, why are they chasing and leveraging themselves off us and our success for them? Now, it's basic fundamentals of the human mind, and I go into this a lot in the podcasts. Everything we do is a positive benefit, okay? Think about that one. Everything we do is for a positive benefit. Fundamental number three. Another one, like attracts like. Think about that one, like attracts like. Positive, successful people tend to attract positive, successful people. What I've found in LinkedIn and what I've experienced over the last 17 years in doing this and working in business, and even before that is 10 years in sales. People connect to you to leverage themselves off you. Okay? People connect to you to leverage themselves off you. So think about that. You think about LinkedIn. You think about any other platform, whether it's Instagram or YouTube. You connect to people because you want to connect up. No disrespect to a lot of average people and employees out there. No disrespect at all, but guess what? Okay, everyone on LinkedIn that you connect to, what is the main connection? What is the main reason? What is the why? It's basically to help yourself to connect to them, to leverage off them, to learn from them, to lift yourself up. Everything we do has got a beneficial reason to lift you, to lift the business, to sell. Okay? And like attracts like. So guess what? The people you connect to probably going to be a higher level than you. The people that connecting to you want to be at your level. So when you think about this, think about how this game plays out. So the request I've had is how to connect to people. It's how to sell without selling. And this goes back to years ago. I was here in Australia. We've got all the theme parks up here in Queensland. And I actually worked with Dreamworld. I worked with Dreamworld for 6 years. Started off cleaning tables at Christmas and left as food and beverage supervisor / assistant food and beverage manager. And I got a job because I was offered a job. I was working at I went into another high volume restaurant and function area. And they actually needed a glass washer. So I went to one of the trade shows that was on at the time and walked in there and bumped into someone I used to know from Dreamworld days, who was a coffee manufacturer and supplier and supplying of all the equipment. He said, "Hey, Stu, got a job for you. When do you want to start?" And I went, "What's the job?" He goes, "Oh, state sales manager." I went, "I'm not a salesman." He went, "Really?" I went, "Yeah, I'm not a salesman. I've only worked in restaurants and bars and managing functions and the theme parks." He went, no, because he was the person responsible for setting up and I was working alongside him, setting up the new coffee equipment and coffee installations within Dreamworld around all the, 15 food outlets. And he said, every place that he went to, he said, "You just jumped in there if you needed to. You helped these people out. They wanted to come in with a hamburger and chips, and they walk away with hamburger, chips, drinks, ice cream, desserts, takeaway thing. They've got, they're kind of standing there shaking their head." And he said, "This is what I need." He said, "I don't need a salesperson. I want you to come and work for us." I went, "Yeah, cool, no problems." Basically laughed it off. Bought a glass washer for this other place that we needed it for. And a couple of weeks later, he came out and went, "Okay, so when do you want to start?" And I went, "I thought you were kidding." And he goes, "No, when do you want to start? This is the job. This is the role. This is your card. This is your phone. And you are off. This is your salary." And I went, "I'm out. I'm in. Let's go." When I was going through, going through a final connection with the founder of the company that I worked in with. I was basically state sales manager for WashTech, which is a commercial glass and dishwasher. So if restaurants, bars, clubs, cafes, airport facilities, big hospital, hotel systems, I was the state sales manager. When I met the founder of the company, who was based in New Zealand, who was over in Australia, he said, "We don't want a salesman. We want someone who can build relationships." And this is number one for everyone that's out there listening. They said, "I don't want a salesman. I want someone who can build relationships." He said, "You build relationships and the sales will come forever. You go chasing a sale, you'll get one sale." So I applied that concept. I applied my abilities. I applied my knowledge as far as connecting to people. And for 10 years in that company, minimum 40% increase over 10 years. Minimum 40% increase per year for 10 years. Now you start thinking about that. What would that look like in your business? It got to a point that CEO over in New Zealand had, "Stu, we can't cope. The factory is not big enough. It cannot cope with the volume that you're doing over here." I went, "Okay, no worries." I said, "What would you like me to do?" And he said, "Ease off." And I went, "I can't. This is happening because of me. It's happening without me. It's the relationships that you wanted me to build. I've built the relationships while my opponents are out there selling on price and trying to undercut me. Everyone is saying, well, if you can provide the same level of support and service and commitment that Stuart does, yep, we're happy to change companies, but no one could ever do that. No one could ever match it. So then about a month later, the boss phoned up and said, we're paying you to go on holidays for a month. We need to be able to catch up. And I went, okay, no worries. 3 weeks into it, he's phoned me up and said, how's your holiday? And I went, good. He goes, guess what? You've increased in sales. The sales are going up. The factory, or the basically they'd bought a block of land opposite the existing factory. They're going to build this new factory on. By the time they got it built, it was still going to be too small and not big enough. So I had to go and buy a purpose-built factory over in New Zealand, over in Auckland. Think about what is possible when you understand how to sell, when you understand what people are buying, how to connect. And I've done this just recently with quite a few businesses, whether it be lawyers, whether it be food outlets, whether it be CEOs, whether it be real estate agents. It's exactly the same. People love to connect. Okay, if you don't understand this, you know, these big shopping centers, when you walk in these shopping centers and people run at you with a clipboard and go, oh, just a moment of your time. And you just go, no, 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 not interested. And you wave them away. You don't know what they're selling, what they're there for, what they're there to push. You probably need it, but you've got this automatic reaction and response with a fight, flight, freeze, forget response. That's not the way it works. When you understand how the human mind works, when you understand how people work internally, because everyone's got their own different way of processing. When you understand if people are analytical, whether they're visual, whether they're kinesthetic, auditory, how people process is how you need to be. In a selling environment, it's quite simple. When you have a very simple process, and I'll outline it now for you. So you might want to take some notes, unless you're driving, and just listen to it again. Number one is connecting to people, building a relationship. Now, I've had this just recently, and I'll share the experience before I get into this. LinkedIn. This is what I'm going to do for you. This is what it... Nice. But thank you. I'm here to connect, to build connections, to build relationships, to understand the person, understand who they are as a person, what drives them. If through the period of that discussion, then opportunities rise, then we'll access them. We'll consider them. We'll work through them. If it's not for me, then guess what? I then understand the person, I understand the business. So therefore, I can now recommend the person, the business to other people that are more relevant or some of my clients that probably need that support. Sounds simple, doesn't it? When you send someone a message and goes, thanks for the connection. Tell me more about the person, not your business. Tell me about the person. What inspires you? We've got a great product to sell. We've got this, we've got this. Now tell me, this is what the successful people in business doing. You need to do this. And it's like, sorry? This self-implied suggestion saying I'm not successful in my business because I don't use you. And this is what the successful people, and this is the response to the question I had, which is tell me about you. Tell me about the person. I don't like being pushed or being implied to that this person has got the only solution to my problem. If I had a problem and they're pushing virtual assistants on me, I'm going, hang on, you're basically selling a process of selling, getting virtual assistants to do all my jobs. Is this a virtual assistant who is now sending me messages through LinkedIn? Probably is. Unbelievable, isn't it? It's a modern day version of people with clipboards running at you in a shopping center. Going, oh, you got a moment of my time. CEO's Secret Weapon podcast is there for understanding. Everyone is a salesperson. If you're in a relationship, guess what? You're constantly selling. If you've got kids, you're a salesperson. If you're in your own business, you're a salesperson. If you're an employee, you are a salesperson. So let's get to understanding how to sell. How? I'm not telling you what you need to do. This is just how people react and respond to being sold to. Let's face it, we want things, we need things, we buy things. Simple. And who do we buy off? If you've got 50 sales agents or real estate agents all lined up, which one would you choose? If you didn't know their background, if you didn't know their history, if you didn't know their abilities and talents, who would you choose? See, for me, I'd know. I know exactly who I choose. I'd look at them. Are you well presented? Are you fit? Are you healthy? How do you hold yourself? What's your stance? What's your purpose? What's the natural energy? How do you present yourself in front of the other 99 real estate agents? That's who I choose. So it's easy to find the right way. If you go about building relationships, guess what? You build a relationships and it sells forever. You chase a sale and you have to keep selling forever. There's a fine line between trust and guilt. But it seems like everyone these days who's trying to sell these sponsored ads, selling the process, sign here, do this, do that, I've got the only secret, I've discovered the secret too. No, they haven't. If they had discovered the secret, don't you think they'd be wealthy, they'd be rich, and they wouldn't be chasing for clients? Funny, isn't it? So, matching and pacing. Think of these two words, match and pace. Matching and pacing. Now remember, this is me explaining to you matching and pacing. Therefore, it's implied that if people want to sell to you, they have to do the same thing. Matching and pacing implies that you match the other person at their level first. If they're happy, hyperactive, engaged, and really out there, and you have to be the same. Match them at their level. Pacing is then bringing them back to the level that they need to be in to make the decision and you need to be in to do your best work. This is why I work with people. You can have people that are very down, very depressed, been through traumatic experiences. Guess what? You don't come in at all, hey, we can change your life. This is awesome. You've lost that person instantly. Matching them. Matching there, it's okay. I understand that the call you've made. I understand that potentially talking about your past, sharing your past, it can be traumatic. So this is the way we're going to work. Let's start thinking about the future first. Let's start working towards that. See how that instant connection to support will allow them to open, to build trust, and then you can build rapport with that person. You connect, and then you pace them to where you need to be. We've all seen these hyperactive people on stages, these motivational speakers. They get up there and bang, 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 and they are going for it. If that's how they start, you've already lost 3/4 of the room. Because people don't like that being shoved in your face. What people like is for you to understand them. I've done so many talks, seminars, workshops, presentations. Largest one being in front of 800 people. It started off exactly the same way. Thank you. I appreciate every one of you. I understand this topic. It can really turn people inward. Half the time I sit on the stage and I go, I get it. I'm here for a reason because I understand how the brain works. I've worked with every possible person from young kids, children with trauma, to world champion athletes, billionaire clients. But one thing's all the same. The brain works exactly the same way. It works on emotions, it works on logic. We move through it. So when you approach a presentation, matching their energy, the uncertainty of what they're going to experience, to tell them exactly what's going to happen. I'm just going to share some information, understanding some stories from the elite business and world champion clients I have. What motivates them? What inspires them? This is what they notice. This is what they experience. They start looking forward, start building up and start changing the way they think, the way they behave, the way they act, the way they communicate. These are the results. What have you done? We've got people out of their own comfort zone. We've told them we're not talking about the past. We're looking forward into the future. We're using real life experiences of successful people that have been at the absolute bottom. Because the unconscious mind is so incredibly powerful and incredibly stupid. Guess what? You tell them the stories. We've all seen athletes, world champions, Olympic champions, are being interviewed and then the backstories start coming out. 5 years ago, I couldn't walk. I was adopted as a child, left on the streets to die. Decided to get into sport. Hated toxic family and relationships. So much so that I needed a sport that I could do first thing in the morning that would get me out of the house before anyone else woke up. And now they're a world champion. When you understand and share those stories with these people, all of a sudden people just go, wow, these elite champions in business and life and sport, they've all had problems. They've all had issues. They decided to rise above them. Isn't that amazing? Have we sold anything to you? No. And this is the last thing that Lewis and I want to do, is to sell you something. This is about connecting. Okay, to sell to people, there needs to be a level of openness. There needs to be a level of rapport, connection, trust. Matching and pacing, my favorite, matching someone and pacing them. The amount of emails or calls or messages I get from people that's going, my son, my daughter, absolutely connected to you. Trust, I've never seen them so open. Why? Why are they so open? Well, it's because of the approach. The understanding that, hey, I'm here to help these people. They don't have a problem. They're not broken. We just need to understand their approach, and they need to understand that they're not broken. They need to understand they don't want these hyperactive, motivational people in your face all the time, every time, rah, rah, rah. Okay, I've been to these big 2 and 3 and 4 day events, you know, thousands of people all hyped up and banging sticks and rah, rah, rah. That's all good. But guess what? You've lost me. You've lost me because you don't understand me. You haven't taken time to stop to understand my needs, my requirements, the way I process, what it is I actually want. And this is why CEO's Secret Weapon exists. Because we're here to open up, to share, to connect. If you choose to connect to myself, Lewis, for business coaching, myself for mindset coaching, well, that's your choice. I'm not going to force it on you. And I would suggest the first typical automatic process that happens, this automatic response that processes. If you are confronted with this push, push, push salespeople, bang, guess what? The walls go up. The walls go up, don't they? Because you, according to the fundamentals, you are in control. The unconscious mind has one job, and that's to protect you from physical, emotional, and financial attack. So this is where you trust your gut instinct to understand. Is someone forcing themselves on me? Are they guilting me into the fact that I need to do this, have to do this? This is why there's so many scams out there. This is why there's so many people out there all pretending they're the best coach in the world. Why are they doing that? Why are they pushing? Why is it every time you connect to someone, they want to ram a sales pitch down your throat, even when you ask them, tell me about the person. What inspires you? How was your day? How was your weekend? Their response, here's my free webinar. You should be there. This is all the successful people. All the successful people do this. You need to do this. You need to listen. You need to watch. No, I don't. It's my choice. It's not the right approach for me. And if everyone else feels exactly the same way, well, guess what? Trust your gut instinct. If you feel like you're being attacked, you probably are. If you feel like you're being used, you probably are. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Neuro, mind, linguistic, language, programming are the rules, the filters, the laws that we have within our mind. When you understand these, when you understand how people work, when you understand how you work, then you'll be more aware when connecting to people and people connecting to you. When you go into a potential sales presentation or going to see people, the two words that are essential, matching and pacing. Matching is matching their words, matching their environment, matching their experience. If someone's really quiet, really shy, don't go at them at 100 miles an hour. What happens in nature when that happens and people cower and run the opposite direction? If someone's really hyperactive, you don't come in and go, I hope you don't mind, do you have a moment? No, you match their experience, you match their level of energy, you match their outcome. Then you pace them to where you need to be, which is then slow and relaxed. Like my clients, guess what? If their number one thing is I don't want to talk about the past, guess what? I don't do it. Oh, I really don't want to bring up my past. Don't worry about it. We've been there. We've done that. That's done. Finished. Over. Let's look at the future. Where do you want to be in 3 years' time? How's that different? When you understand matching and pacing, you don't need to sell. Understand how you would be liked, would be sold to, how you would like to be sold to. Think about that. You need to have a choice. You need to trust. And it's so different when you connect to someone on LinkedIn and go, hi, I'm interested in what you're doing. Bang, here's a sales job. Bang, you haven't heard back from you. Why haven't you responded? It's been 3 days since you responded. Aren't you interested? You need this. No, don't. Then you hear all these marketing people say you need what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 touch points before you even consider buying. Well, there's another belief. No, you don't. You just need the right person to find the right person, to connect to the right person that talks your language, that understands you. When you found that person, guess what? You'll always go back. My business is 95, 97% referrals. Why is that? Think about it. Do I need to push? Do I need to get more clients? No, I don't need to get more clients. I just need to provide better opportunities for people who haven't become clients yet. If you choose to, that's great. If you don't, guess what? That's great. But this is information. Information is free. Giving you this information. Once we start getting into the paid subscription area of the podcast, yeah, you're going to have all the processes to help you to understand this. So that when you're face-to-face with a presentation with either one person or a group of people, what are the words you use? How do you connect? Are they visual? Are they kinesthetic? Are they auditory? Are they left-handed or right-handed? When you understand that someone might be emotional, guess what? Then when you go into it, right, how does that feel for you? If they're visual people, guess what? How do you see this working out for you? Use their visual internal words. If they're analytical, how do the numbers stack up? If they're visual again, where do you see this in 5 years' time? If they're emotional, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? Now imagine what that'll be like in the future when you can feel that way just by doing this. How do you know people are kinesthetic auditory? How do you know if they're left-handed, right-handed? How do you know if they're visual? When you understand this, you connect to the people. They then think, wow, that person is awesome because they get me. They trust me. They speak my language. Like attracts like. And you've got them. You've built a relationship. You've matched exactly who they are, their wording, their internal. Then you start pacing them towards exactly that. So I hope this has helped you to understand. And for all those people who want to connect to me on LinkedIn, yes, you won't get a big sales pitch. It'll just be thank you. I appreciate it. If there's anything that I can do for you, your family, or anyone you know in future, just remember, CEO's secret weapon, the athlete's secret weapon. And for Lewis Hayden, super duper, business coach. Yes, the UK business coach of the year. So this is what we do. The offer is there. The opportunity is there. If you need someone to talk to, we are there. If you don't need to, guess what? We're still going to be here anyway. So you have an awesome day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye.